Smoking Burnout Smoke Shop.
Your friendly neighborhood Smoking Burnouts are here to provide the best vape or smoke experience at the best price. Smoking Burnout supports local glassmakers and offers all the Deltas, Kratom, and so much more. Check them out at smokingburnouts.com. Sign up for their email list and save 20% every month. Visit online now to save 20% in-store at their five locations, including the newest spot at North 183 by the Dollhouse.
101X, it's the Morning X. Jason, Dick, and friends. Good morning, my friends. What's up? Yeah, Monday. Sure. Let's go. Hey, look, my number one friend, assistant host of the program, I want to see your Hajda. Nicholas Hajda, what's up, my guy? I feel like I haven't seen you in like 11 hours.
I know, it's been tough. I left my phone at home, so I'm...
Oh, no.
Don't worry. Totally fine.
What kind of a person...
I'm going to lose my mind.
How do you do that?
Uh-huh.
How do you operate in such a fashion? Like, I don't even know how to... How do you do it? How do you escape the home without it?
I mean, it's very early, and usually I'm already stressing about having to come here and prepare a fresh morning show for you.
Oh.
Just running around. I don't know, man.
Right. I witnessed a drug mishap that Nick experienced over the weekend. We'll have to discuss that.
Oh.
Should we not
discuss? Mishap is strong. Oh, no, we can discuss it all you want.
It's pretty significant. I would consider it a mishap.
It's almost a mistake is what I would
100%.
Call it.
Oh, no. What did I miss?
Buckle up for this one. Good morning. Emily was telling me just a moment ago how she's having problems with her pussy this morning. Her cat.
My cat.
Her cat.
My cat, sick. Jason. It is Monday. That's the first thing I hear. Beginning of the week.
I wish I had.
Starting strong.
I wish I had the heart to lean into that a little more, but I just immediately have to qualify. Everything all right on the home front? The cats and the stuff? I understand.
We need to open your Venmos?
Emergency
no.
Situation?
Oh, it's fine. But, like, it's annoying.
Have we explained to everybody what it's fine means to Emily? Anytime there's a disaster or something has gone really bad, Emily just goes, it's fine.
It's
and so an emphatic, it's fine.
It's pets' heads are falling off. Dogs and cats.
I'll just
living
say,
together.
I'm wearing a baseball cap this morning and... these are passable pajama pants. They could be outside
That's
world
fine.
Pants because getting up at 5 a.m. and wrangling a cat and sticking some syringe medicine.
Just say wrangle my pussy. Just say that.
I don't want to give you that. I don't want to.
It's allowed. It's totally. This
no,
the
I know.
Time
but I know it's
I feel
allowed.
Like we should be on our best behavior after Friday.
Did something happen?
No,
I'm not aware
happened.
Of any sort of incident.
I don't know what show you were listening to, Nick. That wasn't us.
Edit point.
Okay, good. Saturday Morning X Headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. I'm great, guys. Thanks for asking.
Oh, yeah. Good.
I played 4 softball games on Saturday, and my body still hurts. I don't understand the math. Normally, I play 1 softball game. My body hurts for 0 days. And I don't know where the threshold is where it's like, oh, now you're going to hurt not just for a day, but for multiple days. So,
It had to catch up.
Anyway, more on Nick's drugs, Emily's pussy, and my body later on. Cat.
Wow.
Her cat.
I hate giving you that satisfaction.
It's fine. Okay. The focus groups have told me you want a whole stack of news, so here's a whole stack of news for you. I just realized it's all kind of bad news.
Oops.
Yeah, it's Monday.
There's actual Nazis in Austin now, which is just...
I feel like now is not the...
They've shown themselves, okay?
Yes.
They've been here all along, but now we've created a world in which the Nazis are just like, hey, what's up, guys?
They're out and they're proud.
I'd like to hang a sheet over the highway now. Just advertise to you my values. And
should we hire more cops?
Eventually, a cop is going to fist bump one of them, and now the cop is the problem. I'm like, there's Nazis right there.
Yeah.
Can we be mad at them for a second?
You know what? It's fine. Continue on. Next story. Okay. That's my balancing act for these negative stories.
We have more details on the Alec Baldwin gun misfire situation.
Oh, somebody is so fired.
Yeah.
So fired.
They say he was practicing drawing his gun when it discharged.
Like with a pen and paper?
As always, always a thing. It's like, the gun just went off. I'm like, well, it's usually a symptom of someone pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like, it's the same as my alarm didn't go off today. Well, that's something that happens when you don't turn your alarm on.
Are you sure that's causation and not just correlation? Okay. Have we done enough research?
I'm not sure. But yeah, it is possible that the gun not only was loaded, but had live ammunition in it. And how that mistake can be made, I am not totally sure. We'll get to that later on this morning as well.
It's worse.
There's an alcohol shortage coming. What the hell? But here, let's settle in here. James Michael Tyler Gunther from Friends is dead. That doesn't seem like a music to...
I gotta slow it.
Okay, hang on. I can do that. Gunther is dead at 59.
Oh, oh, no.
That's not funny.
I'm not a Friends guy. James Michael Tyler dead at 59. That's what old people. Oh,
that's sad.
Following a brief battle with prostate cancer. I say brief. I mean, none was quite brief enough.
Yeah.
I think just announced earlier this year that he was battling prostate cancer. Not a Friends guy. So for me, if you said Gunther from Friends, I would have said, "Oh, was that the monkey?"
No.
No, that was Marcel.
No, Marcel is the monkey. Gunther is. I grew up watching Friends. I grew up watching Friends.
Like on TBS. Like you didn't watch the original run of Friends.
No, I did. Yeah,
As a child?
I was alive. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was like Seinfeld ended and then the Friends thing kind of came about.
Oh, little baby Emily was rocking the Rachel haircut.
No. It was more of like the Joey in the first season. No. Bowl cut.
How you doing?
No, Gunther is the guy that works at the coffee shop with Rachel.
Yes.
He's the creepy
Rachel
guy.
Works at the coffee shop?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, until she gets promoted to fashion industry, but
the end.
Brief aside, dip into the nitpickers here, and I'm sure this one's been done a million times over. Rachel works at a coffee shop and lives in this goddamn awesome apartment in New York City.
They're all like that.
She's rich.
No, but she was cut off by her dad.
Okay, barely. People say cut off, they mean they can't have one extra Starbucks of like one Starbucks a week.
Anyway, Monica was nice enough to extend. Like, I'm sure she cut her a rate. There was probably something about how like that apartment was rent control, but that's a known thing. It's like, how did any of these people afford it?
Right.
Joey's a struggling actor.
And I'm just saying, none of my neighbors are that hot. Like, they have, like, hot neighbors and stuff. There's no way. That's the unrealistic
Is that
part.
Where it broke down for you?
I've also never been that close to my neighbors where we just go over to each other's houses. And
You don't have a naked guy that's just constantly next door.
I think
you have to
I'm
poke
the
him
naked
with a stick
guy.
One day because he's not moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gunther, he had a thing for Rachel.
Rachel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I know you're leaving tonight, but I just have to tell you. I love you. No, I don't know if that changes your plans at all, but I thought you should know.
Gunther. Oh, I love you too. Probably not in the same way, but I do.
Definitely not.
And when I'm in a cafe having coffee, or I see a man with hair brighter than the sun, I'll think of you.
Hang on, Gunther, redhead?
No.
No.
Oh, what is brighter than the sun?
It's Eminem style. Like, yeah.
Oh,
like,
okay.
So fun fact, he got the job of Gunther, the role. He was just an extra in the very first pilot because he was the one that knew how to work the cappuccino machine at Central Perk.
Yeah.
And so they're like, all right, you're now the coffee barista guy.
Yeah, and then they wrote a role for him. Yeah.
The Friends co-creators, Marta Kaufman and David Crane, say that he was a genuinely kind and sweet man. Quote, when he started as an extra on Friends, his unique spirit caught our eye and we knew we had to make him a character. He made Gunther's unrequited love incredibly relatable. Our heart goes out to his wife, Jennifer. You guys watched the Curb Your Enthusiasm last night? There's a new Curb Your Enthusiasm. It's kind of sad as well. Jeff looking real rough. No spoilers. Albert Brooks throws himself a funeral while he's still alive. Mm-hmm. Brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Just
because
he's like, well, no, just people say all these. You go to funerals, yeah. People say all these nice things about you.
You don't get
to
see him.
It would be great to be there, you know, and see them. Spoiler alert: it goes bad. Yeah. But yeah, can we? Like, I'm turning 40 in 3 weeks. Can we do my a funeral for me for my 40th? I don't want a birthday party, but I would take a funeral. Is it kind of early?
40's kind of early.
Look at my track record, Emily. I feel like I could do it.
I like this, but only if we can like dig an actual grave in your backyard you are standing in, like laying down in while we do all this stuff. Also, it would be the roast of Jason Dick if they let me talk.
Mm-hmm. Gunther, dead at 59. Rest in peace, my man.
The Morning X with Jason Dick and friends. Morning X Sports.
Sports brought to you by Pants. Football time is back again. It's so swell. Tell a friend. There were no good games yesterday.
I was about to say, what are you going to talk about?
I mean, there were no close games. There was one game on the entire Sunday slate that was decided by one score. The Atlanta Falcons and Miami Dolphins, two teams no one cares about, or at least I do not care. The winner of that game is really of little consequence.
See, but this is just because you watch football to watch like athletes play their excellence, and you want to see all these guys competing at the height of the game.
Right, right.
Yesterday was awesome. Okay, the Detroit Lions almost pulled an historic upset. Literally pulled out all the stops.
That game was close at the end, and there was severe gambling implications on the line there.
I don't know what happened on the field of the Chiefs game against the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah,
but I was watching all their fans just cry tears of sadness in the stands.
Pretty sad day there.
Watching the greatest team ever just collapse.
And now Patrick Mahomes is dead, and so
he's trying to walk off the field.
Pretty terrible.
It's not funny because concussions are a real problem.
Yeah. You remember a couple years ago when we cared about concussions?
Yeah.
Nah. Right.
Nobody talks about that anymore.
Now we're on to social justice, okay?
Yes.
Now that we fixed concussions. Look, I wasn't complaining. I, too, had a good time while watching all the games. And you know what? It was good for my mental health, all right? I don't know if I was ready for a bunch of barn burners like we had a week ago. Mm-hmm. An interesting day in the NFL. And one of the games that was not close, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, 38-3. They beat the Chicago Bears. And on the way to those 38 points, Tom Brady became the first quarterback in NFL history to reach 600 career touchdown passes. That's a lot, Emily.
Yeah.
600
is a lot.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. It happened at the end of the first quarter when he his second of four touchdown passes on the day for Tom Brady went to Mike Evans. My guy, Mike Evans, three touchdown catches yesterday as well. That was number 600. Here's the problem. Mike Evans scores the touchdown, and he immediately just tosses the ball up in the stands to a fan. That's the thing that happens pretty regularly in the NFL. You score a touchdown.
Yeah,
in Jersey.
Is that not allowed?
No, it's allowed, but you find somebody in the on the audience. Maybe oftentimes it's a kid. Let me find a kid. Is there somebody?
Follow your dreams, child.
Yeah, yeah. You see a potential backstage Betty in the front row, and you're like, oh, let me hook up this ball.
Oh, excuse me?
You think that's not going on, my man? No, but the problem is, this is a historic football, okay? This is the first ever 600 touchdown, football that's ever existed.
It's the second most famous football Tom Brady's ever touched. The deflated ones.
Oh. All right.
I need those balls.
All right. So they go back to the sideline. They're all celebrating Tom Brady's 600. And they're like, where's the ball? And Mike Evans is like, oh, I gave it to that guy. I gave it to him. And they're like, what do you mean? You can't just get we need that. You got to go get that ball. Go get that thing.
I need those balls.
Bruce Arians, the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, told him that he's going to have to go up there, get a couple of jerseys, do something. You got to barter something with the guy because you got to.
I love the idea that it's Mike Evans like in full uniform. For him. The game's still going on. I'm like, hey, you're not seeing the field until you get that ball back.
He's
got to
get the ball back.
He's all in his padded gear. He's pushing his way through the stands.
I don't.
Also, it's a kid, Mike Evans. Just take it. Okay?
It was a kid, right?
That's what I'm
trying to make sure that I understand this correctly. Emily, I'm going to go ahead and attribute you the same smarts as a kid. The same football smarts as a kid who's at the game. Is that fair? He's at the game consuming it. He sees what's going on.
Honestly, the kid's probably more in tune to football than me.
So then if Mike Evans is giving you a touchdown ball,
okay,
and then a Bucs official comes up and says, hey, That's a very special ball to Tom. We need that. We need those.
I need those balls.
We need that ball back. Mm-hmm. Let me give you this ball. Here's another ball. Would you be like, oh, okay, sweet. I'll do a ball swap with you.
I know the value.
You know the value?
The price.
Uh-huh.
I mean, if the Tampa Bay Buccaneers person is directly coming up to me and saying, hey, you know, that's actually a really important thing. I would be like, really? How important? Can you put like a price tag on it?
See, that's smart.
Right?
You know what? I've underestimated you in assigning you the same football knowledge as this young child. Because the kid just very quickly was like, "Sure thing, Tom's my hero. I would love to give the ball back."
Wow!
And they gave him a new football, and I think probably they're gonna have to come through with more than that, jerseys, some tickets, something like that, because the internet, the memorabilia dealers of the world. They say that the ball is worth $500,000.
Yeah. That could pay for that kid's college. Or at least a really cool car.
College, multiple cars, all right?
All the above.
A weekend of prostitutes and cocaine when he turns whatever prostitutes and cocaine age is.
That's half the house in Austin.
Yeah. I feel like security could just come up to you and take the ball.
Yeah.
You know, like if somebody kicks a ball into the audience, I think they usually go and get it. They take it away from you. So the fact that Mike Evans gave it to you, do you have any real ownership of it? But this kid needs a lawyer up today, right?
Nine-tenths of the law is possession. That ball is in your hands. You just put a death grip on it. You don't let go, little kid.
If you're telling me that's a $500,000 ball and you traded it in for a generic ball and a Mike Evans jersey?
Yeah.
Like, I've made some financial mistakes in my life. I've never made one that bad.
That kid should go on a date with a Boonshin sister, okay? That's what you should be able to get. There's a whole family of them. There's a gaggle of Boonshins.
Boonshins. Yeah. Do you think that because of that trade-off, now that generic ball is even more valuable?
No.
No?
No. No.
You can't even have the story behind it? You're like, oh, because of the story.
I'm sure it's got fun sentimental value to that kid, but no, it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't.
I like to think that this was you and Bumbleito in the stands, and like,
oh,
he comes and gives it to Bumbleito, and then you'll go to like make a phone call, like already right. sell it, and you come
and
back.
Come back and
he's giving it away. You're like, what happened to the ball?
Well, like,
I don't remember.
He would have just traded it for three bread pretzels. I would have been like, what did you? No, that would never given that kid a. Make it right, Bucks. Make it right, man. Let us make it right for you. We have Tomfoolery Adventure Park passes. This is up at Kalahari Resort. Sweet-ass arcade plus, like, climbing wall, laser tag, mirror maze things. I went there one time. It was a fun time. 512-835-1015 is the number. Smarter Than Jason is next. Beat me. And we have got two passes for you to go to Tomfoolery's Adventure Park. 512-835-1015. Good luck.
Not only am I smarter than you, I'm smarter than every person that you know.
My brain is awash with theorems and profundity and abstractions.
I'm not an idiot, Woodhouse, unlike some people around here.
I'm a college man.
You're stupid.
Our contestant is, good morning, Ruben. Ruben? Ruben.
Yes.
There
he is.
That was on me. I didn't turn it on.
I'm done.
All right, Ruben, we've got three trivia topics for you to choose from. You're going to pick one, answer more questions correctly than Jason, which you can already see where his brain's at, and you will get those Tomfoolery water park passes. And your choices today are island trivia, vocabulary words, urban dictionary edition, or books that put the emphasis on boo.
Oh, let's do vocabulary words.
Excellent. All right.
All right,
everybody,
Ruben.
Be best behavior when we're doing Urban Dictionary stuff. But yeah, okay, here
I'm
we go.
I'm looking at the button.
As long as we're looking at it. I'm going to give you the definition. You tell me what word it is or et cetera. The impression that something is questionable or dishonest. This word gained popularity with being the catchphrase in the online multiplayer game Among Us. What word, according to Urban Dictionary, is given the impression of something that is questionable or dishonest?
Oh, I know it.
Is it sketch?
Oh, no!
Sus. You were sus. That's all right. Number two, the act of taking two fictional or non-fictional characters and personally wishing for them to either be in love or to have sex. That is, what word describes that according to Urban Dictionary? The act of taking two fictional or non-fictional characters and wishing them for them to be in love or to have sex.
I wish I could life alert you.
Mm-hmm.
Can I help you?
Yeah. I don't even know. I don't even know. Fantasy, I don't know.
Ship.
Yeah.
With a P.
Ship. Okay.
You know,
ship.
I ship you and Ruben, Nick.
Good. Good. Yeah. Good. Well, you know, that's what I do now. I'm switching for the other team. All right, number three. Here we go. I'm going to give you the word. You tell me the definition. If a youth tells you something, then says, no cap, what does that mean? No cap.
He's not lying?
That is correct.
Okay.
Not lying, not tripping, telling the truth, period, T.
No
lie. That's the definition according to Urban Dictionary. All right, that went relatively well. We'll get Jason back in here, see how he does at Vocabulary Words, Urban Dictionary Edition.
Aw, them's not real words.
Yeah, and then Ruben got one correct.
All right.
Number one, given the impression that something is questionable or dishonest, this word gained popularity with being the catchphrase in the online multiplayer game Among Us. What word, according to Urban Dictionary, means giving the impression that something is questionable or dishonest? It comes from Among Us.
This is too cute, all right?
Probably.
Urban Dictionary vocabulary words. Okay. Something is what?
Giving the impression that something is questionable or dishonest. It is blah.
It is a slang word?
Mm-hmm.
It's popular with people that play the online multiplayer game Among Us.
I have no idea. Imposterly.
Sus.
I'm surprised you got imposter in there, though. That's yeah. Did you play Among Us?
I played one time. It was awful.
Oh, I liked it.
He basically told everybody he was the imposter.
Wait,
We're
sitting around
Everybody's
playing.
Hanging around, yeah.
And somebody just says, Jason, what did you do during that round? I was like, I don't know. I ran around aimlessly until I found out I could jump in the grate. And then I was like, well, that was pretty fun. Let me just keep jumping in and out of that. And they're like, okay, Jason loses. And I was like, what? How did I lose?
You told everybody. You were sus.
I don't know. Stupid ass game.
The act of taking two fictional or non-fictional
characters.
That was
like the worst Friday night of my life, all right?
Was it?
I was in Georgetown.
Oh, yeah. Just romantic weekend in Georgetown playing Among Us.
What movie did we watch that night? Oh, it was Seven. She was excited to watch Seven. She fell asleep 45 minutes in, so I'm just watching Seven by myself, drinking wine in Georgetown. After I just got dominated. I just got sussed. Did I get sussed?
No, you were sus.
They were sus.
Oh.
I mean, they could say they sussed you out, but you were flushed out of the spaceship.
Sus is like suspect.
But I wasn't sus. I was very open and honest.
Or suspicious.
I was completely transparent.
Being open and honest playing Among Us, that is super sus.
Yeah.
Anyway, number two. The act of taking two fictional or non-fictional characters and personally wishing for them to be either be in love or to have sex. What word, according to Urban Dictionary and everybody, means the act of taking two fictional or non-fictional characters and wishing for them to be in a relationship or have sex.
This word carried the nerd community on Tumblr back in 2009.
Oh my god!
I don't care.
Just saying.
Let me channel my 2009 Tumblr brain real quick.
Wish I could just give you my brain today.
Oh, so many gifts, so little time.
My word includes a curse word. My answer includes a curse word.
That would not be probably incorrect.
Yeah.
I'm going to say mana effed.
Okay.
Yeah. I mana effed it to happen.
I got you. Like manifest.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I mana
effed
it.
You should add it. We're looking for ship. You ship characters together.
Mm-hmm. Boo.
Yeah.
Boo.
Yeah. Number three for the tie. If a youth tells you something,
two youths?
No cap. What does that mean? No cap.
I've never said no cap around you guys. Because I don't say it. I'm a little too old for
I still
for
remember
no cap.
The first time I heard it out in the wild, and I just...
I mean, I'm not kidding.
I'll accept it. Really? Not lying, not tripping, not telling the truth, period, T.
This is so... Ruben, in the case of a tie, as we very unfortunately have here, Nick will ask us a quantifiable tiebreaker question. Whoever's closest you may go over will be the winner. Nick?
No Cap originated from a Young Thug song, No Cap, released in what year? What year did No Cap?
Young Thug. Thug. No
Young
Cap.
Thug. Mm-hmm. No Cap.
I remember that one. Mm-hmm. All right. I've written my answer down. Ruben, what do you think, buddy?
I'll say 2019.
I got 2000, and who gives an 15?
It's 2017, right in the middle.
Okay, do you have another one?
Yes.
Oh, dang it.
How many people downloaded the Nintendo Switch version of Among Us when it was launched last December? How many people?
Nintendo Switch.
Downloaded Among Us for Nintendo Switch.
Here's a hint. I did.
Oh,
all right.
I'll add one plus. So if it was this, definitely not zero people then.
At least one.
All right. I've put an answer down on this paper. Ruben, what do you think, man?
I'd say 1.2 million.
I got 6.89 million.
3.2, which luckily means Ruben wins.
This is stupid, Ruben. Send this into the 2Q police because they're going to tell you, man. They're going to tell you. You win. Congratulations, buddy. Hold on.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.